This podcast is made possible in part by ProHealth Physicians, along with the members of WSHU Public Radio. If you want to support what you hear, you can donate at WSHU.org.
My name is Garrett Mendez. I'm 39, and I currently work at Gaylor Hospital, their new location in Fairfield on Kings Highway.
And you're a rehab aide over
Correct, there. Correct, a rehab aide.
When he was 19 years old, Garrett Mendez suffered a massive stroke. His entire body was paralyzed. His life was transformed. Garrett's experience shaped his current career. I'm Randy Kay, host of the podcast Good at Heart. We speak with people who quietly make the world better. Today, that's Garrett Mendez. I've known Garrett since he was a child. His family lived next to my parents while he was growing up here in Connecticut, and he recently sat down with me to talk about his work with stroke patients. Garrett says he encourages people not to give up on their rehab.
I love to help out patients who I can see are struggling during therapy especially, and kind of helping to give them some inspiration or just by leading by example, by showing them it gets better, keep working, keep rehabbing to your fullest potential, because I know through different rehabs that doing the same task over and over again can be very tedious after a while, and that they need some help to kind of push through those hard moments and keep rehabbing and keep going.
Yeah, I would say that having been a patient myself, I know that that's absolutely true. Why you? What brought you to this work?
Yeah, so at 19 years old, about 20 years ago, I suffered a brainstem stroke from an athletic injury. What happened was I was playing ice hockey, as I had been my whole life, and I dove for a puck. Even though I was wearing a helmet, I slid headfirst in the boards. And that trauma, that impact into the boards is what caused the stroke. And I went through years and years of vigorous rehab myself. I was fully paralyzed initially. I couldn't speak. I couldn't really see. I was seeing double vision.
Really?
But I couldn't eat food nor swallow. But with the help of Gaylor Hospital and the rehab that they provided, physical therapy, occupational, and speech therapy, I was able to reclaim parts of my life. And now I hope to do that to help inspire others to help reclaim their life and continue to rehab.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, it's my understanding, Garrett, is that it's really unusual for somebody so young to have a stroke. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very unusual. Although I'm sad to say, it's been getting more normal because beginning to get bigger and faster at sports, having harder impacts. But usually, typically, it's around 40 or 50 years old that happens. But again, my accident wasn't caused by any kind of medical issue or anything. This was a traumatic event that was beyond my control.
Beyond, and it didn't happen right away, from what I understand. You went to bed, you were fine, yep. And your mom found you.
Yeah, but I went to bed one night thinking I had a bad flu. This is 5 days after the hit and the boards.
5 days?
Yes. And I thought that I would feel better in the morning. My mother came to check on me, and I couldn't do anything. All I could do was cry, and that's what prompted her to rush me to the hospital.
Right, and I know that you had a lot of support there, mm-hmm. and I can't even imagine. You were like a hockey star, like you were fully invested in this sport and your future. Mm-hmm. You were paralyzed completely, or just one mm-hmm. side? Or
so initially, both sides were paralyzed. When my right side still affected to some degree. I have tight spastic muscles, but as soon as I put weight through my left side, my left side came back right away and it's fine.
Wow.
So I don't know why the right side is still impacted the way it is. I'm not sure, but definitely the support I received from my parents and my family was amazing. Also, the support from the incredible employees at Gaylor Hospital, and also my friends who have always supported me from day one, and they still continue to this day.
Yeah. I have heard a few stories of how they came in and just made jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
in moments of tragedy, I've learned that we've unfortunately had to learn, you know, that you have to laugh through every moment to get by and that help. It does help. It does help.
I know you were greatly helped at Gaylord. And then you went back to Sacred Heart University and you got your degree in psychology. So tell me about your motivation for that and the kind of support and journey for that.
Correct. So before I decided to get my degree in psychology, I was a volunteer at Gaylord Hospital. And one of the things I would do as a peer mentor at Gaylord, being that I was a former patient, I was able to speak to patients in the room one-on-one about how they're doing, their stay at Gaylord. Maybe they've encountered something that I can help them overcome or bring some light to them to help deal with it better. And that really prompted me to explore the area of psychology deeper.
And so you have your bachelor's?
Correct.
In psychology. Correct. So what do you do now as a rehab aide on a typical day in the new Gaylord facility? And you're working full-time there now, right?
Correct.
So what's a day like for you?
So the days change. I do everything pretty much at the facility, minus some of the front desk tasks, but I do help with a few of the front desk scheduling, having to answer phone calls, but also having to clean the facility and make sure there's no obstructions in the area, that it's safe, because that's our main priority with rehab, to be safe. And really just anything the therapists need, I'll help them. Help if they need assistance with patients or different exercises with patients. And really just to have a great therapeutic environment, comfortable for people to understand the therapy process is just very warm and welcoming environment for them.
That's so important. I don't know if you know, but I was hit by a car and one leg didn't work for a while. And I remember going to therapy and just crying, No one understands. If there had been someone that could even be an example to me to say, I've been through this, I know how you feel. I mean, do those kind of conversations happen?
Yes, definitely. First, they would inquire about me, or I would just organically share my story with them. And then I would get a reaction like, oh my gosh. And then it helps to inspire others. It helps to relate to others at a different level than, say, a therapist or a doctor.
Right.
Because having been through that firsthand, it's easier to relate and help.
Right. What helped you the most in terms of people's attitude towards you? We were talking about helping before, and, you know, getting the headphones on isn't easy. And instead of going, let me help you, like rushing in like a savior, which I'm not, you know, I just asked you if you needed help and you didn't. Like, what would you like people to know if they're trying to be most supportive of someone who's had a stroke?
A stroke, even the injury in general. Obviously, offer support as you did. You offered help, but I declined. People like to do things on their own and try to tackle different things as they come up. People just have to be respectful like you were before and just see that not everything needs to be jumped on and let people figure it out for themselves, pretty much. People who have the injury themselves have to realize or try to understand that the advice or the help is not offered in a bad way. It's to help make your life easier. And I've had to learn to accept that over the years, which I have.
Who inspires you? Who, like, helps you? Is there advice you've gotten or a quote that you live by? Like, what inspires you?
There's no particular quote I live by. I do like a lot of cliche sayings, and they're cliche because they're true. I mean, as I always tell people, my parents have always told me life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
And that has helped me because at my age, 39 years old, I may not be where I want to be in life, but I have to realize that what happened, that I'm still making progress, and others need to understand that as well, that just because you feel a certain way, that you're still making progress. It's not going to be overnight a fix, and you just have to keep going, and just gradually change will happen.
Right. You know, as you know, I have a child whose path was a little different because of a disability. And I often say, you know, this is you know, life isn't often what you expect. It's all going to work out. It just may not work out the way you planned it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you get a lot out of the work that you're doing now?
I do. I feel that the work is not just therapeutic for patients, but also for me to be able to share my experience and share some words of inspiration, or even for me to see patients who are more compromised and know that I used to be that compromised myself, and to realize how far I've come, so that helps.
Yeah. Is there any way that others can support the kind of work that people at Gaylord do?
Just by having a good attitude, having to just give them any support they need in terms of therapy, in terms of marketing for the hospital, just trying to keep their glorious reputation. It's a hospital, it's a business. And also just keep patients, if they need rehab, I always tell patients that Gaylord Hospital is the best place to be. So just to keep the word of mouth of Gaylord and all the great things they offer.
And they have a great rehab aide over there here. His name's Garrett Mendez. finally, my last question is, I always cry when people answer this because the answers are so different. But why do you think we're here on Earth, Garrett?
That is true. It's very subjective from person to person. Personally, I think we're just here to experience life with life. Ups and downs, and just being able to manage them the best we can, move forward with the people we love, and just create great moments and just have great memories to live by and remember.
That's beautiful. Anything I haven't asked you that you want to say?
No, I'm very happy about this new opening at Gaylord, knowing they have this great, excellent care in Fairfield County. And I wish that when I was a patient going through my outpatient rehab, that there was a facility like Gaylord that I could drive 10 minutes to as opposed to 45 minutes where the main hospital is in Wallingford.
Well, Garrett, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for sharing your story and for everything that you do.
Yes, thank you.
If you know someone who you think would be a good guest for the podcast, there's a form you can fill out on our website. You'll find it at wshu.org.